Hello. Good morning. It's 5:45 on Wednesday, April 17th. We are very pleased you've decided to start your day, the middle of the week. I won't say the H word. Here on Q105 with the Morning Reboot, Eric and Floyd. We have a very busy show, including a very special guest who will join us around 7:30 this morning. A friend of the community, a friend of many. He knows almost everybody. So that'll be around 7:30 this morning. If you miss any part of the show, we'd love you to have all about 2 hours of the content that we do between 5:45 and 10 o'clock each and every weekday. How do you get that? Hopefully you're subscribed to the podcast. You can text Eric to our text number, 419-240-1055, and get that text link. Also on the show today, panel full of ladies. We're going to do that right after 7 o'clock. Questions for three ladies right after 7. Toledo swap.
Yeah.
We're swapping clothes you don't want anymore.
We're swapping clothes for a good cause.
Okay.
Have some friends coming in.
That'll make some sense after 8:30 today, and then around 8:50 or so, your very first national keyword of the day to try to win the $1,000 payoff on Q105. A busy day. We're sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. You can text anytime. You can call the show for things like panel full of ladies. What are you doing?
I'm taking selfies while you're doing your little spiel.
419-240-1055. 419-240-1055. 547. Good morning, Q105. It's the Morning Reboot. It's Eric Chase and a selfie-taking Floyd.
I'm like a teenage girl. Hi.
Dude.
No, I do it every morning. I take a selfie in the studio and I say good morning on social media.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
You snuck
That's why I normally do like this. And then you do your little finger thing. Boom.
When I was going home yesterday. What is it with Airport Highway? You know what it is? I know. It's Swan Creek. Everybody slows down and wants to take a picture as they're driving with the very outlying side of Swan Creek in the background of the picture while they're driving.
I wanted to text you, but I was driving, and that's a no-no. A woman was taking a Snapchat the other day while driving, yesterday, and she hit... She was a black lady, I could say it. And she had like her nails and she was like trying to hit it like that. And I was like, girl, come on. I went to Swan Creek yesterday.
What for?
I walked 2 miles.
Good for you.
I know. I was like, you know what? Do it.
When did you get
this? Tis the season.
When did you get this walk in? In between jobs?
No, right after work. I got out of the, excuse me, a little hiccup burp. I got out of school a little bit early. Like, my last kid left from like 5:35, and I was like, you know what? You got an hour, a half hour to kill. So I walked for about 45 minutes, 50 minutes.
What was after work? What did you have to kill time for?
Oh, no, I was just like, I'm out early, may as well.
Good for you.
Like, sometimes when you get off, I don't know, maybe this makes sense to people who work double jobs and get out at their normal time. There's a big difference between getting out early at 5:30, like you rejoice about it, than getting out at 6 at your normal time. I know it's only like 30 minutes, but like it's like a treat, and I don't ever take it for granted. Like when my last kid walked out, I was like, oh, I'm free. Everything is done. Bye, everyone. I think I said bye to one person. They were probably like, ooh, Floyd's an a-hole. I was like, no, no, no. It's 5:30. We close at 6. I'm not risking a chance for a parent coming back and bringing back a kid and be like, he watched him for 15 minutes. I got to run to the store. No, 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 no.
You're allowed. They ask you to do that?
No, no. I don't know, but they could. We're open till 6. Weirder things have happened in the world.
That's odd. Yeah.
Some parents could be like that. I've not ran into it. Good morning, everyone. I see your Texas. But yeah. So yeah, I walked yesterday, and my sister's going to join me when she graduates on May 4th. So we're going to do Tuesday and Thursdays. Because I used to do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but then sometimes I like to get a nap in before a show on Friday night.
Right.
So I switched it to Tuesday and Thursdays.
Yesterday when you did it, you all probably saved yourself a couple of minutes, because I'm guessing if you get out at 5:30, if you would have tried to go home, you would have gotten home nearly the same time had you left normal time because of traffic at that time.
Oh, for sure. I walked to my house at 6:45, 50. No, that's a lie. I went to the grocery store. It's like 7:15.
Were there a lot of people out walking?
Oh, there was a poop ton of people, and there were like three families barbecuing, because that's what we do in Toledo. They're like, ooh, it's sunny. Let's go barbecue in the park.
Are those things...
But they're also in spring break. I just found this out yesterday, too.
Who is?
TPS. My nephew's in spring break.
Good for them.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, well, that's why all these kids are here and not Doing homework.
Take them to the park.
Yeah, it was good.
Are you talking about the grills that are like the stand-up grills that are like in the ground at the parks?
Yeah, but my mom says that's a no-no. You don't use that. That's community stuff, and you don't use community stuff.
How come?
You bring your own.
Oh, really?
Well, some people use the grill. The grills are there, but I think if right. you do use those grills, you should bring foil and disinfectant.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. They were using the public grill. My mom, when we went to the park, she would bring, like, if we had, like, this little travel grill. She never used the public grill. She was bougie.
What?
She
said, commoners. I mean, you don't know who's been doing what on there.
That was my mom.
You don't.
I remember, because I remember when we first moved here, like, we were from Arizona. Like, I don't remember, like, public parks having stuff like that. Grew up in an army base, that's why. So then, I remember Ash was like, why don't we use those? She was like, we don't use those. And that's just always stuck with me. Never, no rhyme or reason. You know, when a parent tells you something, you just take it for
right.
face value. So I was like, as I got older, I was like, ooh, we don't use those.
They're
I was totally judging these families as I'm watching. Like, I'm 35, went back to like 7-year-old Floyd. I was like, ooh.
They're decorative more than anything, right?
We don't use. And they're like so sporadic.
Yeah.
But yeah, it smelled delicious. Like, whatever they were grilling was good. Like, it was like three families. The one family was doing an Easter egg hunt. The one was doing a nature hike. And I think one was a church group because they was like doing like a little scavenger hunt. There were different pockets of group of kids or teenagers walking. So it was definitely good to see good stuff happening around Toledo. So, like, if you get in trouble in Toledo, take your butt to a park and take some aggression out that way. Walk the red trail, which I've not worked up to yet because that's lengthy.
I think it's the mayor or somebody in the city office whose aim is to have a Metro Park within 5 minutes of everybody in the area.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like
we're
there.
There's no excuses. Like literally seeing black, white, young, old, like just having fun on a playground together with like escaping reality. Like, we know there's crime out there, but like in this 45 minutes to an hour that I was on the park, it was literally just seeing families and organizations having a great time, abusing the weather. Like, abuse the weather. We live in Northwest Ohio. You never know when it's going to turn on us, ever. And it was so beautiful to see, like, people walking. So I put my headphones on, and I jammed out to my little walkout playlist, which consisted of Jessica Simpson, and I was living my best life. I had a great time last night.
It is where you never hear about crimes or violence between people at our parks.
No, it's like in our midst. Like,
we put our guns down, we put our fists down, and we all behave at the city parks and
for
the
sure.
county
like
parks.
Anywhere, like just occupy your time. Like, if you have anger and you just feel like you're going, put headphones on, escape in your music. Like, maybe I just have that mentality. I'm like, I get crime is around, I get violence is around. I just don't understand it because there's other stuff you could do with your aggression and anger. Like, if someone makes you mad, walk away from them and go to the library, put your head in a book. Go to the library, rent a movie. Be like me and attempt to pay your cable bill and turn your Netflix on. There's options to do in this community, especially in Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
And I've traveled all around. Like, when people are like, I hate Toledo. Oh, Toledo's a curse. Oh, every time someone posts it on Facebook, my reply is always the same. You can move. No one's keeping you here.
Not necessarily.
You can move.
You can.
You can move.
But
you going to stay because guess what? The quality of living is not that bad. The rent is not that bad. Quit bitching about where you live, or you can change it.
People just like to complain. It's a very easy thing to do, and
they will
to
get
be
unfollowed
negative.
And deleted. Sorry, I went on that rant. That was good. Happy Wednesday, Toledo.
When it's funny you talk about people getting out and walking, and I've noticed just because I look at the weather forecast every day, and it seems like the winter that we had is kind of creeping into spring,
mm-hmm.
where we're getting pockets of sunshine like we had yesterday.
Who would have knew that yesterday would have ended up the way it was?
And then we're getting back to like these gray days, and it's supposed to rain for the next couple of days. So that gray winter we had is seeping into spring, and I hope it goes away. I'm just glad that we haven't had like winter temperatures lingering.
No, it's just that transition period. Like, it happens every year. Like, so we're going to get another cold day, and someone's going to be like, I can't believe it's cold. Oh. I'm like, well, give it a few weeks, you guys. Then we're going to complain, oh my God, it's so hot. That'll be me.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be me.
The same people that, a lot of the same people that complain about winter temperatures complain about summer. Like, what's the sweet spot for you? Like, you're
winter.
You're like gold, not you, but like there's the Goldilocks person.
Mm-hmm. This is just right. Oh, this is too hard. This is too, yeah.
So yesterday, I took advantage of the weather too, and I took the dogs on a long walk, and I headed to the back of the neighborhood again. And I was there when a train came by. Mm. And some of these houses are really nice. Like, very, like, they have a Perrysburg type of aesthetic to mm-hmm. them. I would guess, and I don't know, I'd like to look them up. I'll have to go hit Zillow or ask my realtor. I would say they look like 175,000, 175. Maybe I'm overshooting, but they look very nice. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering what they were actually purchased for or built for, because you're 100 yards from a train. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking with dogs, and I just stopped, and I just looked, and I watched mm-hmm. like these beautiful homes, this nice, seemingly quiet neighborhood, and
yeah, because my job is by your place.
It's that train.
Was it me, or since you were out yesterday, because we were on the playground, were those trains extra loud yesterday? Because I remember I looked at Christine, and I go, that train is mighty loud today. She's like, they're always loud. I'm like, but this one is abnormally loud. And like, they were back to back yesterday. Because normally it's like, meh, 10 minutes. But yesterday it was like, meh, meh, meh. And I was just like,
they are frequent.
They're a lot.
I found, unlike Holland, Sylvania there, you won't be stuck there for 20 minutes. Mm-mm. But they're frequent. There's a good chance you'll get stuck by one. So I'm dying to know, like, if you lived in one of those houses, or if you bought one of those houses, like, what do you do? Like, can you soundproof your house in some way?
Doesn't your author friend live by a railroad track?
Brittany?
Yeah.
She lives down in Swanton. And okay. I don't know. I haven't spoken. She's hard to track down. Mm-hmm. Because
she's finishing her book, right?
One of them. Yeah. It's hard to catch up with her. Something about like the city of Swanton was suing or something, or they were suing the city of Swanton. I'm not sure, but I can only imagine like that little cul-de-sac type area mm-hmm. of that development. What those people do if the realtor was like, or whoever was selling it was like, look, I'll slice 20 grand off the price, but you're gonna have trains back here.
I
don't know if I would make that. No, it's like saving 20 or 40 grand, unless I knew that I could soundproof the place. It's not worth those trains.
You're right. Can you imagine like being a realtor, like on a good day where a train doesn't drive by, and you're like, show this house off perfect. Even though I told them there's a train track, they didn't get the level of it. But can you imagine being that person, like, well, you're 100 yards from a train track. You know, it's not as bad as people think it is. And the train bulldozes past. And you're just that family going, yeah, it's as bad as we thought it was going to be.
I don't know how that's something you just get used to.
And it's by a train yard, train station, because it's a little ways down. So, like, you can't reroute that. You can't like start a petition and be like, hey, can we get this train route rerouted, because it's the loading dock is right there. Like, literally 5 miles down the road is where the big shipment yard is.
I got used to when I lived downtown, the sun beaming at my thermostat one half, like on, and later in the day where my thermostat would say it's like 86 degrees. It wasn't, but the sun, like, I can get used to that. I can close the blinds and keep some of that out. Unpredictable trains and horns and all that sound. I don't know how you get used to that.
That was the worst thing. I lived at Riverfront, is that sun rising above.
Oh, you lived on the riverside.
Yeah, I lived facing it, and I was just like, well, I don't need to set an alarm because the sun. No, because I had the blackout curtains, and no matter how blacked out curtains they are, you still get that little crease in the middle where it just hits you right in your eye. You're just like, well, I guess I'm getting up now because this is going to be shining in my face until noon. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Oh,
one has to go. I have a lot of things like right in your wheelhouse, right in your bullseye coming up. So it will be a challenge.
Happy homecoming day.
5:59 with the morning reboot. You can text the show 419-240-1055. 850 today, your first national keyword to win our $1,000 payoff here on Q105. Good morning.
Q105.
612. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd, a special guest that you, I think you'll know this person. I'm surprised you've never met him.
No.
There I gave it. It's a he, and he might be bringing his own guests. We'll get to that around 7:30 this morning. It's good to have you with us here on Wednesday, April 12th. You can text the show, 419-240-1055. Our $1,000 payoff, your first national keyword of the day. Be here on 8:50. If you're not then, it's okay. You have until 9:20 to get that word and text it. 95819 is that number to text. One has to go. I have a couple here right in your wheelhouse, so I'm hoping this will be a challenge. Okay. I want to test your moral compass.
I'm going to move stuff out the way. I'm getting nervous.
I'm going to test your desires, your wants, and your needs.
All right.
By the way.
Okay, not yet.
It'll be, it'll be an entertainment before 7 o'clock, and there's not much to get to other than it's here. So happy Baychella Day.
Yes. Got my notification last night at midnight.
You slept instead of watching it.
I did, but I got the notification on the website that the album came out. And I was like, oh, there's an album? Sure did. Look at my bank account. I was like, oh, I got $19.99. We good.
So you can buy the music from it?
Yeah. So they illegally download it, which I did when it first came out.
It's on Apple Music?
It's on Apple, I believe Spotify. Surprisingly, it wasn't on that failed title nonsense that they do. I never understood that. I was like, ugh.
Like, why is your own music in it? Like, you work here. Like, this is your company. And it's,
right. But yeah.
It's hard to get
maybe,
to.
Maybe this is like one of those days she was just like, mm-mm, Jay.
All right. One has to go. The meme. The GIF. The emoji.
Ooh. Get rid of the emoji because I live through memes and GIFs.
Really?
Yeah.
No more emojis.
No more emojis. None. Bye. That hurts me because I use a certain emoji all the time, too.
Which one?
The angry one with the cuss words over the mouth.
Okay.
Man.
Why that one? You an angry black man.
I'm a Tyler Perry movie. You're right.
All right. Next up, one has to go. Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Unicorns. Mermaids.
Oh, no. Okay. Unicorns.
How come?
Because I love mermaids. Like, The Little Mermaid is, like, one of my favorite Disney movies. And if given the opportunity, and if it was real life, I would totally ride a dragon. Unicorns don't do anything. They just...
fart rainbows.
They fart rainbows. Right? Legit.
When I go to the movies, I do appreciate that unicorn promo at the beginning by the movie company.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's this much. And then there's like unicorn fart on the intern.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, I just randomly picked three. So I'm sorry if I didn't pick the three best ones. These are the options.
Okay.
Real Housewives of.
Oh, no.
The OC, New Jersey, Atlanta.
Oh, we can't get rid of Jersey and Atlanta. Come on. I think they should do like a super hybrid. They should do the Housewives of Atlanta meet New Jersey. That would be TV gold. So OC has to go. And also because I never watched the OC.
Okay.
I don't know any of the people.
That's like OG, right?
That's the original one, yes.
I would need the subtitles for New Jersey and Atlanta.
Because they all talk over each other.
That. It would be like words on top of one another.
Exactly.
It would be like if we played two songs at the same time. Next up, I'm going to your Star Wars roots for these, okay?
Ooh.
And I listened to a podcast yesterday about where Star Wars is right now. It's a rough place. The ladies of, well, one is back. Rey, mm-hmm. Leia, Jin.
Oh, I don't know which one I must choose. Okay, we can't get rid of Leia because she's tattooed on me. She's my favorite Star Wars character. Oh, my God.
And if you do get rid of her, I'll hologram her and bring her back.
I do like Rey and I like Jen, too. Okay, I'm going to... What? I'm gonna go with Jen. Okay, bye, girl.
I like her.
I know. That hurt my soul.
I like her more than Rey.
Yeah, Rey's whiny. But like, we need
she's
her.
She's a kid.
Yeah, exactly. So we need her.
Next up, let's stay in the movies for the optimal movie. Do you eat when you go to the movies?
Every now and then, but I'm worried that I'm that person that we run across, which I know I'm not because I've always asked my sister, but I'm always conscious about the way other people eat because sometimes I get in the zone of like chowing down on that popcorn. But I'm never loud, but sometimes I hear people. Or like when I go to the theater and there's popcorn tusslers like in the bag. They tussle the bag. I'm like, really? This is a ballad. Hush.
PSE, public service from Eric. You attempting to quietly rustle through your bag is actually louder than you diving in.
Legit.
I can take the chewing over there.
Yeah.
It's so loud.
Yeah, I see all you right. Just go, ooh.
Popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Something gummy, a gummy treat.
Oh, that's my...
Milk duds. One has to go, my little milk dud.
I would have to say, Oh, man, the gummy treats.
Really?
I feel like Milk Duds and popcorn are essential for the movies because it's like legit like the M&M type, Twizzler type candy.
All right. I went to the Belief Center last week, and I guess our Hispanic neighborhood in Toledo,
yes.
Old South End. That area might get done up a little bit, and we might get a train to go from here to Ann Arbor and Detroit. That's coming up in just the news you need in less than 15 minutes.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Floyd's got his papers. We're ready to go. By the way, earlier than usual, panel full of ladies, just after 7 o'clock. So last week, I had heard about the Believe Center, and they had won Toledo Soup about a year or so ago. Google what that is or ask me. And now it looks like that area might get a facelift thanks to the city's new district improvement program. City Council on Tuesday voted to put $13,000 toward flagpoles, solar lights, a neighborhood welcome sign, and memorials for military service branches and service members at the city-owned property at the intersection referred to as the Triangle.
Ooh.
The borough's Neighborhood Association pitched the project. And Councilman Winooski first proposed the district improvement program during his mayoral run in 2017. The program sets aside $125,000 for each of the six council districts to put towards projects that improve neighborhoods. Again, this is Airport and South.
Mm-hmm.
Remember where that is?
Yes,
so
I do.
So like we're on one side of the trail, go over on the other side, it's right there.
My mom used to be the resident advisor or lead, whatever, at the La Posada, the shelter house there.
Okay.
Yeah, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Spanish ladies, get at your muchacho.
Stop it. And that area is beautiful anyway.
It is.
So it can only like go up because I love the art over there.
Me too. How about a train from, I'm sure you've heard this talked about, and now some money has been kicked around for it or the potential cost of it. Train from here to Detroit or Ann Arbor?
I would totally take that train.
Establishing a 79 mile per hour passenger train on a T-shaped network linking here with Detroit and Ann Arbor would cost about $390 million, while a 110-mile-an-hour operation would run about a little more than half a billion. Consultants studying passenger trains' potential told a Toledo City Council committee yesterday. They estimate the slower one, service north from Toledo, could carry 4.2 million passengers a year by 2030, while the faster one could attract about 5 million riders. With stops along the way, the faster train would be time competitive with driving. The rail system would cost less to build than widening the area's freeways, and one's values for such factors as reduced congestion, lower vehicle emissions, and highway safety are worked in, it looks like a very favorable result. We can get there at 80 miles an hour on our own.
Yeah, but I feel like this would save people gas. I would totally do it. Like, I used to work in Ann Arbor every Thursday. I would totally take this train.
I was reading our Toledo Reddit subboard, and they pointed out how the one person would rather drive it just for some other ease of reasons, because once you get up there, if you're going to drive, if it's only an hour away, you might want to just have your car rather than Ubering around and carrying laptop bags, things like that. But
people do it for, I think we talked about it briefly yesterday off air, from Philadelphia to Atlantic City to New York, they have that system up there. Go, let's try it. You never know.
Well, I don't know if you want to try it for like half a billion
dollars.
I mean,
not try it. Let's go for it. I mean, I'd be into it. I'm sure other people would be too.
I don't know how much we have to fix or widen our freeways, especially that stretch. Well, the stretch from here to Ann Arbor and the stretch from here to up 23 and up 75, they're pretty empty.
I would say I feel the Toledo to Detroit makes more sense than Toledo to Ann Arbor.
I would agree. But
that's
maybe
very random to me.
Maybe Detroit to Ann Arbor. I get the T shape.
Yeah,
And a lot of you could arguably become a. This could be a bedroom community, or let's say like whatever, like the North Toledo, Monroe County, Erie. It could become a bedroom community if you wanted to commute to Detroit, which has a bit of a booming downtown.
Right, and especially think about you, Tiger fans. Most Tiger fans reside here. Concerts, festivals. I would totally abuse the system from Toledo to Detroit.
I look forward to more information about it. T-Town Caddy. You know them?
I do.
Golf Carts, which provides a free shuttle service in downtown Toledo and adjacent neighborhoods, but now offer rides on modified carts capable of transporting wheelchairs and service animals. The service, which is funded by paid advertising and tips, opened in October and takes passengers to and from downtown, uptown, the Old West End, docks in Toledo, Monday through Saturday, and on Sundays when there are special events and games. If you want to request a ride, do you know the number offhand?
No, I have his card in my wallet, though.
419-901-4041. The fourth annual Ode to the Zip Code Poetry Contest will be from 5:30 to 7:30 at Handmade Toledo, which is, I guess, in the outskirts of this week's Art Walk. Mm-hmm. 5:30 to 7:30, the event invites area residents to submit poems inspired by their zip code. Number of words in each line is determined by the digit in the writer's zip code. A selected number of finalists in the contest will read their pieces at the event, and winners will be selected from the youth and adult categories. An open mic session will also be held so audience members can participate.
We're so artistic.
When's 419 day?
Friday.
But the Art Loop is the 18th, tomorrow. Donations neared the $1 billion mark and recovery efforts ramped up at the charred Notre Dame Cathedral after priceless relics and historical treasures were reported saved from a fire that left Paris and much of the world in a state of shock. French authorities said the cathedral was perhaps only minutes away from total destruction when Monday's blaze swept through the medieval building. Engineers and historians are expected to put up a temporary roof to protect the cathedral from elements, assess damage and salvage materials before beginning repairs that may take decades. I have seen some critics and cynics online saying, you raised all this money, why can't we put this towards feeding the hungry and all this other stuff? It is important to keep treasures like this, right?
No comment.
Really? You're okay letting it go? Okay. All right.
My mom told me if I can't say anything nice, to hush. That was. Do you see my update when I said when my mom texted me?
I didn't.
Oh, I said, when your mom texts you, Floyd, period, and you already know. So I was like, hashtag post deleted, hashtag I said what I said. I just think, never mind, no comment. I'm just going to hush. I'm going to hush my mouth.
I
get the historical meaning behind it, and I know that it's a figure and a staple. Like, I know, I get it, but I'm just like.
And isn't it a foundation of religion?
It is, but I'm just like, it's something natural happened. Like, churches burn down all the time, and like, it happens. It happens. Like, it wasn't a terrorist attack. It just happened. Like, it just happened. Like, just happened. Like, okay. And everyone was like, thoughts and prayers. I'm like, no one died. It just happened. I hate that. I hate it so much. Every time something happens, like, thoughts and prayers. I'm like, no.
Can we just do prayers? Because it is a place of prayer.
Right. Isn't prayer thought anyway that you send up somewhere?
You're asking the wrong
person.
I'm
going to ask your friend when he comes.
Ben Snyder. Well, I would ask Ben about this as well. Okay. Ben Snyder from Cedar Creek will be here in less than an hour, just after 7 o'clock. We're going to need you, three ladies, earlier than usual. If you hear our panel full of ladies on the podcast but don't ever get to call in, just after 7, you'll be able to. Your boy Floyd has discovered a prize to give away for our panel full of ladies. Earlier than normal panel full of ladies, but that's shortly after 7 o'clock. After 7:30, a guest will be by. I think you might know him. Good morning. It's Q105, The Morning Reboot, 650, Eric Chase and Floyd. You can text the show, 419-240-1055. We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania, hashtag some pig. Please get the podcast of today's episode after 10 o'clock. But Eric, I'm listening to the show now. Why do I want to hear it again? Well, you might want to hear it again, or I know you're not going to be able to stick around for all the content we do, so get all of it later.
Can they download it, too?
Yes.
Can they?
Okay. Why would you want to take up that space on your phone, though?
I'm just saying, give it as a birthday gift. Here's a digital copy of A Morning Reboot. Enjoy. I would give it as a gift. We're the gift that keeps on giving, Eric. We should not downplay ourselves.
We're the gift that gives Monday through Friday. After that, you're on your own for podcasts.
I mean, but we're out and about.
We are around places because we live here. We do. He will be here. Trevor Noah is coming to the zoo as part of the Loud and Clear 2019 tour. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 o'clock, livenation.com, ticketmaster.com. You can get it at the zoo's box office. Noah is the most successful comedian in Africa, the host of The Daily Show on Comedy Central. This past year, The Daily Show was nominated for a Writers Guild Award and is a GLAAD Award for Outstanding Talk Episode, as well as two NAACP Image Awards. And can you please let that dumb North Korea nuclear joke go.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I've heard it.
Trevor Noah hates Toledo. No, he doesn't. Stop.
Yeah, and then who's... When I read this earlier last night, someone was like, Trevor Noah's horrible joke about Toledo. I said, here we go. Comedy is comedy. It's not going to be on everyone's favor. Get over it. It's fine. Like, funny is funny. And I live by that. Whoopi Goldberg said that in, like, an interview in, like, the early 90s. Funny is funny. Just let it go. It was funny when he said it, but not anymore. Let it go.
You know what? It's funny. When the nuke actually hits us.
Right. And then we're like, oh, Trevor Noah was on to something. And he's like, I told you.
He'll be here July 19th. Jim Gaffigan, who is the country music of the Toledo Zoo, is also coming. I think he's
this
here.
This is a good lineup this year.
Do you have the full lineup?
I don't, but every time someone talks about it, I'm like, oh, that's such... Earth, Wind & Fire is coming back. And the inner older black lady in me always wants to see Earth, Wind & Fire live because they put on an amazing show.
I like that September song.
Yes, do you remember?
Baychella is happening. You want to give me something on that?
It's amazing. It's a documentary. It's a documentary concert.
Yep. Streaming service Netflix will release Beyoncé's homecoming special. It's out, a documentary about her celebrated, groundbreaking 2018 Coachella performance in Indio, California. And I believe we're going into the second week now of Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
The special promises an intimate look at Beyoncé's historic 2018 Coachella performance that paid homage to America's historically black colleges and universities. It'll feature candid footage and interviews detailing the preparation and powerful intent behind her vision.
Yep, and the album was released last night.
Was she the first woman to headline Coachella?
I believe Lady Gaga did it the year before her.
Okay, first black
person?
Mm-hmm.
And she made it like... Because when I thought of Coachella, I just saw like a music festival, like your artist, and you just sing there and you do your thing. She brought like a whole theatrical show. I was like, Queen Bey.
It's a show. It's never Beyonce and a mic.
Right. I'm like, yes.
Hours after a 16-count indictment was unsealed against Empire actor Jussie Smollett, last month the Chicago area's top prosecutor, who had recused herself from the case, texted her top deputy to grumble about the indictment of the, quote, washed-up celeb and how it was overkill. So, I'm recused, but when people accuse us of overcharging cases, 16 counts on a Class 4 felony becomes Exhibit A, according to the Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox, wrote to her top deputy. She also appeared to compare Smollett's case to R. Kelly's. Pedophile with four victims, 10 counts. Washed up celeb who lied to cops, 16 counts. She wrote, the communication from Fox was among hundreds of texts and emails released Tuesday evening by the state's attorney office in response to a Freedom of Information Act request from USA Today and other media outlets. Fox stepped away from the case in part in the Smollett investigation because she had been in communication with a member of the actor's family, as well as Tina Chen, a former chief of staff to First Lady Michelle Obama.
Yeah, he should just disappear. I think he's done a good job.
Being quiet?
Yes. Yeah. He's done a good job.
We talked about, and Jeff was here with us yesterday, Jeffy McGee, talking about the leak of footage from Avengers Endgame, mm-hmm. which comes out next Thursday night.
I'm pretty active on social. I've not seen it anywhere. Maybe people are just being good and they don't want to know, so they're not sharing it.
Possibly. And I guess there's some pretty strong plot details in the leaks that happened. A video clip that appears to have been recorded during a film screening by someone who likely had clearance to view the footage started circulating across social media. The outlet described the footage as spoiler heavy. So I believe, as they did last year, not because of footage leaks, but because of wanting to keep the ending tight for people. The Russo brothers, directors Anthony and Joe, took to Twitter yesterday to urge the greatest fans in the world not to ruin the film for moviegoers using the hashtag, don't spoil the endgame. Please know that the two of us, along with everyone involved in Endgame, have worked tirelessly for the last 3 years with the sole intention of delivering a surprising and emotionally powerful conclusion to the Infinity Saga.
If you're a fan, why would you want to ruin that for yourself? Like, I know there's people out there. Like, I would not want to share it. Like, if someone's like, "Hey, I caught this," I'd delete and block them. I wouldn't want to know. I want the theatrical experience, because like, that's the power of a movie. That's movie magic. Like, don't be a D and mess it up for someone else. Like, I would never want to share it. Like, if someone sent it to me, like in a little package, was like, "Endgame, you're the only one that has it." I'm gonna burn it. I'm not even being overdramatic. I don't want to know.
When can I start talking about it on Twitter after I've seen it Friday morning?
I would say a week.
Oh, not happening.
Why are you such a spoiler person?
If this means that much to you, you will find a way to go see it.
But some people don't have time. Some people wait for paychecks.
You made kids. Sorry. Not my problem.
Some people don't have kids, Eric.
Save that money up.
Eric, don't be that person.
Nope. You have to.
Some people work. Some people have probably saving $10 from their paycheck to go see this movie, and they don't get paid until a week later to see it. And those are teenagers and people without children.
I'll give you.
And they're diehard fans. They can't go the night of. They don't have the luxury. I'm sorry. I just got real mad.
I'll give you till Sunday.
Did we just have our View, Joy, and Meghan McCain side screen argument?
If it means that much to you, where it being spoiled will devastate you, you need to find a way to go see it.
So Ariana Grande means a lot to me. I didn't have money to go see her in concert. I don't want to get spoiled at the concert still. But not, that does mean a lot. But here's the thing. No. You can't, don't spoil it for people, Eric. Give them 5 days.
Your example was poor. You know,
was accurate.
You know that she's going to sing No Tears Left to Cry. I don't know who's coming back from the Avengers.
And neither do these people who can't see it opening day.
Not opening day. I said Sunday.
Opening weekend. These shows are going to be sold out. Some people couldn't even get tickets till Monday.
They won't be sold out.
Oh, you're such a mean face.
Sorry if it means that much to you. Find a way.
You're such a mean face.
You make sacrifices. What's the line from the movie?
I hope when you go to the movie stops playing in the middle of it and you get an error screen.
I'll sit there till the end. Because I have made time. What do they say in the
TV? Not everyone thinks that way, Eric.
Whatever it takes. You need to take the Avengers quote and apply that to you seeing
that
movie.
That's also the theme song from Degrassi, too. Whatever it takes.
Lori Loughlin's daughter, Isabella, is taking a step back from social media. The 20-year-old embattled student recently deactivated her Instagram account shortly after her mother and father pleaded not guilty to multiple charges. Her decision to delete the account comes just about a month after her mother did the same after a storm of negative criticism. Meanwhile, her younger sister, Olivia Jade, popular social media star and influencer on her own, has yet to deactivate her account, which currently still has 1.4 million followers.
Also, she's been on a yacht every week. I don't think she cares. She has that teenage mentality. My parents' problem. Whatever. I'm still loaded.
You're so rich.
Right.
Over to Felicity Huffman, the other popular person charged in this. Prosecutors plan to seek a sentence of 4 to 10 months jail time for her role in the admissions scandal. According to a law enforcement source, a plea agreement indicated the prosecutors were going to recommend incarceration at the low end of the sentencing range, a $20,000 fine, and 12 months of supervised release. Prosecutors had recommended a range of sentences for Huffman and those pleading guilty from 12 to 18 months. In lowering the sentencing, prosecutors will not bring further charges. Excuse me. Ultimately, a federal judge will have final say on the sentence. She's due back in court on May 21. I am standing by my guns on this. They are not spending a day in jail.
So here's my thing. There's more. Do you think they'll ever release the people, the other people in this scandal? Or we as society just don't care because they're not a face or a billboard that we recognize?
There's
higher up people.
Richer people.
Yeah.
Even more.
CEOs were like, they weren't named, but they're like, there's a bank CEO. I'm like, well, is it the PNC Bank guy? Because I'm not going to switch, but I'm just saying, I just want to know.
You don't care, but the names are floating around out there, but they're the faces of this thing.
So how would you feel if you were Felicity and Lori? I'd be like, dude, it's not just us. Like poor Felicity. She did bad. She did. But she's the lesser scale if we had to pick out of all the money laundering and the amount that she gave or bribed or took. You could tell she's just like, I want this done. I'm apologized. I'm just here. But Miss Becky, Aunt Becky, girl, shut up. She's digging herself in a deeper hole.
Yeah.
And her husband's just sitting back because we're not hearing him say anything. He's just like, okay. Keep talking.
From fame to infamy. We're going to do an early panel full of ladies in just a couple of minutes. Be ready to call. We've got prizes to give to you. 701 with the morning reboot. Get today's podcast episode after the show. Text the keyword Eric to 419-240-1055.
Q105.
You can call right now. It's 714. Hi, good morning. It's Eric. It's Floyd. You can call right now to be on our panel full of ladies. 419-240-1055. 419-240-1055. You are you good? You started most of our breaks today with the microphone about a foot away from you.
I don't know. I'm good. I'm in a great mood.
Are your pimples growing? Is that what it is?
Where? Where?
I'm kidding. No, you're fine.
You have a pimple.
You look gorgeous.
I'm beautimous.
You're wearing a V-neck T-shirt today.
I know.
You've got your
Show
beanie
some hair.
On. Ooh, wasn't ready for that. Would you kindly grab two if you would?
Yes, I can.
You can be on the panel full of ladies, 419-240-1055. We have a special guest, a friend of mine, who I have not had a good chance to chat with for some time. So we'll catch up. I want to know about his trip to Israel. I want to know if we should rebuild that cathedral, Notre Dame. I want to know if he knows the Hunchback. What else? Why didn't I get asked to dress up like a bunny again? I have so many questions for him after 7:30. 8:50 today. Your first national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff. Paddleful ladies time. First up is this Callie?
Yes.
Hi, Callie. Good morning. Oh, all right. I'm turning you off, Floyd. Callie is 42, single. You have five kids?
I have three of my own in custody of my two nephews.
Gotcha. Okay, it's good to have you on with us. What part of Toledo do you live in?
I live just near Mommy, out kind of by Reynolds and other towns.
Oh, I know exactly where you are. I pass your house all the time. I mean, I probably do. Floyd, who's this? Is this who we lost? Stephanie?
No, this is Jolene.
Jolene, how old?
She is 36, married with kids.
Hi, Jolene. Good morning.
Good morning.
Stephanie can call us back if she like. First question, Callie, what is the clumsiest thing you've ever done?
I was in band and I accidentally bumped into somebody when I was playing with them, the national anthem, and we ended up not playing the national anthem because we all kind of bumped into each other.
Like dominoes?
Oh no!
Yeah,
oh,
kind of.
My.
Yeah.
What was your band instrument?
Trumpet.
Trumpet. And did you hit the person with it?
No, I hit my mouth because my arm hit them and then my hand hit my mouth. So,
Jolene, what's the clumsiest thing you've ever done?
Well, I was drinking with my sister-in-laws, and I decided to go rollerblading, and I broke my tailbone.
What happened? Did you just take a spill?
I did. I was going down the sidewalk where it does a little dippy thing, and down I went. But I continued. I finished my 5 miles, and when I got back, I was hurting.
Did you have to, because it's not like they can, but you had to sit on a donut, right?
Oh, yes. Yep.
And that's all you can do? You have to wait for it to heal?
That's right. Nothing you can do. Lots of ibuprofen.
Callie, which animal do you feel is more affectionate, a cat or a dog?
Dog.
Are you a dog person?
No, I actually prefer cats, but cats are only affectionate when they feel like it. But dogs are affectionate all the time.
So true. I've never come in the house and the dogs haven't run straight at me. They've never said, you can go lick your own self.
Right.
Jolene, which animal is more affectionate, dogs or cats?
Dogs, for sure.
Are you a dog person? Do you have any?
Yes, I have two.
Oh, what kind?
I've got a Boxer Mastiff and a Purebred Boxer.
Ooh. Those are some big dogs. The Mastiff,
yes,
anyway.
Yeah, he's a beast.
How much does he weigh?
He's like 130 right now.
Holy crap! That's bigger than most people.
It's a teenager.
Yeah, he's just a solid beast. That's all he is.
Do you walk him, or do you have a yard?
Yeah, he has a big yard to run in.
Would you say his poops are like 5 pounds?
probably not.
But close, right?
Probably close.
Oh, my God. Callie, what would be the ultimate concert ticket, or like an artist you've always wanted to see, or a show that you saw and you'd love to go see again?
Ultimate would probably be the Beatles, if they were a thing now.
But if you could, like, go back in time, you'd love to see them?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Jolene, what about you? What would be the ultimate concert ticket?
Eric Church is my number one. I know he's country, but he's always been my number one.
Do you listen to our show and then go listen to K100 for the music?
I do not.
Okay.
I listen to you guys all day long.
Yeah. But we don't play Eric Church. I don't get it.
I know. Okay. I know.
Okay. All right. It's so
we give good content.
Callie, we usually hate when our emails go off, but is there an email that you actually look forward to getting, whether it's from a friend or a delivery or one that just makes you smile?
I would say probably my 23andMe. Like every time my little email pops up, I'm excited to see what's different.
So that's not just a one-time thing. What kind of information do they regularly send you?
They'll send you updates on more people that they found that you are potentially related to, or you know, family that you were unaware of.
What's the most bizarre place you found that someone might be related to you from?
France. I didn't think I had any. I mean, it's not really a bizarre place, no, but I didn't think I had anybody in France.
It's not Petoskey, Michigan, that's for sure. are you able to contact these people?
Yeah, they make it so you can contact them through the site.
For like $4.99 extra, right?
No, you can just contact them.
Okay. Jolene, what's an email you look forward to getting?
My Amazon shipments.
Yeah. That they've been mailed or that they've been delivered, or which one is the best?
Delivered for sure.
Yeah, I like that
both
too.
Both are pretty exciting.
You know, never mind, I'll save it. Last question, a real quick one. Callie, what's your favorite ethnic food?
I would say Indian food.
What's your favorite Indian place to go to around here?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. There's a little place in Columbus. I don't really have a favorite one around here, but I can't think of the name.
I think there's
right
one
now.
On Airport at Spring Meadows, and then is Tandoori?
Tandoor.
Yeah. Jolene, what about you? Your favorite ethnic food?
Lebanese.
What's your favorite spot?
Sedan on Bancroft.
Yeah. Love that place. Jolene, thanks for being on with us. And Callie, hold on a second. We have tickets for you, 7:21 with the morning reboot. Can I tell you my Amazon hack?
Yeah.
I love getting, I like to spread out the highs and the buzzes. Order it. Buzz. Shipped. Buzzed. Delivery. Buzzed. Holding it. Buzz. Setting it aside for a couple of days. Then opening. It's like you get it five times. I know, but the ways...
It's a good hack, though.
I know, the ways we try to trick our brain. 7:21, we have a special guest who will be by shortly. 8:50 today. You can win the $1,000 payoff when we give you that national keyword. We used to have coffee kind of frequently, and then this show came up, and he got even busier. It's 7:34, Q105, The Morning Reboot, Eric Chase and Floyd. Please, he really doesn't need an introduction, because anytime I ask someone, do you know Pastor Ben? Do you know Ben Snyder? Like, yeah, no, I know Ben. I go to Pastor Ben Snyder from Cedar Creek. A good friend of mine and of the show.
Welcome to the show.
Floyd, nice to meet you
in person,
man.
Hello, this is our lovely... Check.
He's been here before.
Okay, yeah,
he's
never mind.
Been here before, but yeah, it's got some new voices behind the microphone.
Yes,
and Eric, it's good to see you, man.
It's good. It's been a minute. You've been super busy.
Yeah, like, you've been a little busy. Yeah, all right. So
you've gotten
don't
busier.
Throw this all on me.
Right? It's all on you. Yeah. But you have gotten busier, haven't you?
Oh, you know, I think everybody's busy, and so it just depends on how you have to manage or navigate it.
Yeah.
And so I listen to people who come on the weekend who. They would say they're just, and they insert their job title, and then they tell me about the life that they're kind of walking through. And man, it's chaos.
It's going to be nutty this weekend. Can you give me a snapshot of Cedar Creek this weekend? Because we do have the nexus of religion with Passover and Easter happening at
the same time. That's right. I just came from Israel, too.
I want to ask you about that. We'll save that. We'll get to that, because I want to know about the homeland.
But, you text that out.
And I didn't ask you to come in here to promote Easter, but you know I'm a supporter of Cedar Creek because you let everybody come, and as I've told you before, I'm fortunate enough to have like good mental health resources, but for anybody that kind of needs like a reboot of their brain, yeah. I think your presentations give it to them.
Yeah, thanks, man. I think one of the values that we have at Cedar Creek is we want to create a safe place for anyone. Literally anyone, to hear about the story of Jesus, what we believe the impact that he can have on someone's life, but also to help create an environment where connections can take place across sectors, too, where you have frontline employees and CEOs and government and education, stay-at-home moms all coming together. I think it's that kind of weak tie that helps strengthen a community. And so I'm really excited about the service we're offering. The music is phenomenal. The number of times I have heard people say, that's not what I expected. That was amazing. I didn't know that you could have that kind of experience at church is unbelievable. So I don't know what's going through people's minds out there about what Cedar Creek is like. But it's a pretty cool place, and I'm blessed to have a lot of talented people to work with.
I would be remiss if I didn't say I'm a little disappointed. I haven't been invited back for any creative processes or to be in bunny suit.
Yeah, I know. Last year's bunny suit, that was great.
That was amazing.
When you said that, I rewatched it and I was like, oh yeah. We probably that was a swing and a miss on my part on that. So
totally
man.
Fine. But no, I enjoy brainstorming with your crew, Eric. Yeah. And you know who's off the grid? Who's the woman whose email I've emailed with, I forget her name. She has a long last name.
Lee Wendowski.
Yes!
Julie.
I like Julie a lot.
Julie brings a lot of life and creativity. She's a great artist, and she has a unique combo of a creative spirit and the ability to get things done, which sometimes your artist type just kind of meander off into the woods and come back with brilliance. But she's got a great combo of those two things. Nice.
So what's the theme, I guess, for Easter this week? This is obviously, we've talked about this before, like this is one of the big times of the year.
Yeah, so typically what happens is you've got the Christmas and Easter church attendees, and then there's probably a bunch of people who've never been to church, but they're asking, should I do this? And that's, I think, what makes Cedar Creek a unique place for people to try church or attend. We have a lot of people from other churches that'll come and experience. Our theme is there a moment where that can change the course of your life? Is there one moment that can change the course of your life? And then we're going to be featuring three local artists via video woven around the Holy Week story. And our video team is phenomenal. Our musicians, top notch. I think it's some of the best music you can experience on a
concerts
weekend.
Nice. Every week.
Yeah, and so we're gonna. It'll be especially even if you don't know the story, you've never really gone to church. Just had a story of a woman who never went to church, was anti-church, got snippets of last year's Easter and started attending, and she's fallen in love with it. So it's that kind of environment,
that's
man.
Nice.
And so I think. I would say if you already have a life-giving church, good, enjoy it. You can watch online. Mm-hmm. The whole experience is streamable. But if you're looking for that kind of, if you're curious, man, I would encourage you to check it out. And, and at the very least, give us feedback on what your experience was right. like. I'm a learner, man. I would love to learn.
To that point, I think the last time I was in there when you had the professor from UT, mental health guy, the psychologist talking, trying to weave together the worlds of mental health
oh,
and
my
religion.
Goodness. Yeah, he teaches at Owens. He does a class at UT. His name's Dr. Jason Brower.
Yes.
We did an interview with him where he just talked through, and this is a real value for us. Mental health is, I would say, is not just a key for our kind of our personal lives, it's critical for our community. And I think, I believe that the Bible has a lot of practical things to say about how to help us stay mentally healthy. And he just, bringing him to talk through how to navigate some of the challenges we face was awesome.
Did that service and that theme get through the way you hoped it would without as much pushback as you were hoping not to have?
Yeah, I think that's one of the benefits Cedar Creek has. You know, it could, some people might call it a criticism is, we don't have years of tradition. We're building our own traditions. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are things that we feel like we need to do within our own context. But when your church is 24 years old, you don't have the hundreds of years. This is the way that we've always done it.
Yeah.
So I didn't get a ton of pushback. In fact, I had a lot of people say, man, I am so glad that not just the church, but this church is giving voice to such an important issue. So that won't be the last time. I would say we try to weave weave recovery steps. We call it Celebrate Recovery. We have an amazing group of people every Friday night at all of our campuses that are helping people navigate not just mental illness, but addiction, life crisis, walking people through those steps of recovery. And mental illness or mental health type stuff on a regular basis. I think that's the gift that our church, our campuses bring our community, mm-hmm. is an environment where we help people, we call it find freedom from the things that they feel stuck in so that they can start to dream again about how they can use their life to make a difference. And I think when people feel like their life is useful,
yeah.
the whole well-being mm-hmm. of a community goes up.
Everybody, we all ask for and look for purpose, and when you find it, it's a
right.
not to use a churchy word, but it's a revelation.
Yeah,
it, your eyes really do open up.
Yeah,
and you were part of my finding my purpose when we met a couple of years ago.
Oh yeah,
and helped me get through what I was going through, and helping me find my path to talk to people about what I always talked about on the radio. So, I want to know about Israel, but we got to take a break.
Okay,
all the fun stuff you did over there. Getting wild and wacky in the Middle East. It's 7:42. More with Ben Snyder from Cedar Creek coming up on the Morning Reboot. 7:55. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot. Eric, Chase, and Floyd in less than an hour. A couple of minutes before 9 today. Your first national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff here on Q105. Eric, Floyd, and our friend Ben Snyder from Cedar Creek.
I
told you. Great, dude. This is why everybody knows and likes
Ben. I enjoy everyone, but I'm just like,
wait a second. I was really excited about your first comment, and you're like, you enjoy everybody. Well,
No. There's a presence about you that I'm just like, I feel happy.
He is in touch with God. Of course there's a presence.
Well, I think that's one of the misnomers about people in church. It's like, I have a direct line.
You do.
And I don't.
You do. You DM God.
Yeah, that's right. You've been asking for a few things. I'm trying to push them through. But
I'm just happy that Passover and Easter fall on the same weekend so we can all celebrate together.
That's right.
You get your Easter eggs, I get my matzah.
Have you had matzah?
Matzah's good. I like it. And I make a bad fried matzah if you ever want it.
Really?
Yeah.
So I used to lead a Jewish roots class. If I would have known you, I would have had you come in and help teach it.
No, you wouldn't. You do know me, and I wouldn't.
That's true. I am smiling this whole time.
I probably know the Jesus story of resurrection better than I know the story of Passover, which I've heard 1,000 times. Speaking of being Jewish, it's nice.
I am not.
But you could be. With all the friends of mine you steal, you practically are Jewish.
Like Sammy Davis Jr. He was a black Jew.
He was.
Really?
They do exist.
Yeah, we exist.
Ben recently went to Israel.
Yeah.
And this is sheerly for my entertainment. I hope that you don't tune out, but you'll make it an interesting story. You went, and I want to know about it.
So you've never been?
I have never been. I know. Bad Jew!
Well, no. I mean, I'm not here to tell you bad.
Yeah,
I just,
you're fine. I've never been to Africa. You are A-okay. It's too hot there.
Yeah, I think Schneider is German, so I've never been to Germany.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Don't
beat
yourself up.
But I would say Israel, the experience of Israel, it's about the size of New Hampshire. So it's much smaller than you think. People ask, is it safe there? So we asked our tour guide one time, and he's like, well, we didn't have anybody show up at our schools, movie theaters, or public mm-hmm. gatherings.
Oh.
And it was like, touche.
It's the spots, like the strip and stuff, right? Like, you know not to go certain places. Like, I'm not going to walk down Collingwood at midnight on a Friday or whatever.
Yeah, I never felt unsafe when I was there. I would say for some people it's intimidating to be surrounded by countries like Syria,
right.
You know, that when you know that there's some unrest there. But the small nation of Israel with its, I'm going to call it prejudices between Palestinians and mm-hmm. Israelis. When you see that up close, when you see the racial tension, the religious tension, it's a fascinating, eye-opening experience to a little different corner of the world. As Americans, you know, for you to experience something that's thousands of years old, like there's this city called Beit Shan. It's one of the cities of the Decapolis when the Romans were there. And it's like when people from our group show up, they're looking for little pieces of mosaic floor that they can put in their pocket, mm-hmm. you know, because you're literally walking on a 2,000-year-old floor.
Right.
Like in the United States, you wouldn't even be allowed to touch it.
Yeah.
So when you experience those pieces of rich history, it is powerful.
What was the catalyst behind going?
For me, 3-4 years ago, somebody invited me to go on a trip, and what I was told is that the Bible comes to life, and I would say the Bible is already complicated. When you're trying to read New Testament stories about different places where Jesus walked, mm-hmm. it's really easy being 2,000 years removed to make them all fairy tale and myth. Mm-hmm. But when you show up and you see, and you don't have like, Jesus touched this rock, you know? you can get close to some of those things, mm-hmm. but when you see the history behind it, and I would say the geography, like I don't read past the names of villages or where Jesus traveled anymore. I'm a visual learner, so I can see those places, and I knew it would give a depth to being able to talk about the Bible, which is one, or the stories around Jesus, which is one of my favorite things to do. And so we just decided to take groups back and lead them on a spiritual and missional or purposeful trip. You start at Jaffa, the old part of Tel Aviv. It's the oldest fishing port in the world. And for those of you that remember Sunday school, it's also the place where Jonah said no to God. Yeah, that's right.
I was asleep on Sunday mornings. I didn't pay attention.
Yeah,
well, I'm bad.
That's right. That's my language right now.
That's like Jewish scriptures there, too.
That's Old Testament, the OGs.
Sunday school had cookies.
I would like to go, and maybe I should have gone during my semi-retirement.
I'm going to go again. I'll let you know the dates, and maybe you just tag along. It depends on how you can get a flight.
Okay.
Usually, it's right around $2,000 for your stay and most of your food.
Okay.
So, and then you add on a flight on top of that. Mm-hmm. So,
what was, aside from the fact that like you're in one of the oldest places on earth where, you know, humans came from and spirituality, much of it began, what about just being a tourist in a foreign country? I know they have malls and rest. It's not like all religion in your face all the time. It's a normal place too, right?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, when you walk through the streets of Old Jerusalem to go shopping, the amount of personal space that we're used to, especially here in Northwest Ohio, people are right up in your business and they don't care. The way that they shop for food, their produce is beautiful. But we were at a market, open air market in Tel Aviv, and people are like over top of the lettuce. They're like smoking cigarettes and dropping ash. And it's like,
that face.
It just makes it a little hard to go like, yeah, I'll take two of those.
You know? And two for five at Kroger? Yeah. You want my Kroger card?
Yeah, but the fresh food, one of the interesting things, and I don't know if I can validate this, but Israel and Europe have made illegal like 1,500, 1,300 types of chemicals that we in the United States have only picked 11 of those, or like 15.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so they're just, their food is mostly, I would say, what we would classify as like Lebanese style, a lot of hummus, a lot of cucumbers and tomatoes, but man, it's delicious. And when you've got all sorts of unique fish coming off the Mediterranean Sea, I'm a seafood guy.
Yeah.
I'm an adventurous eater. Like when I go out to eat, I'll let the server pick my meal. They don't have to ask me a single question.
Oh.
So when I travel, that is so much fun.
What's the most exotic thing you had there to eat?
Well, I mean, traditionally on the tour, you get the St. Peter fish, which is like a freshwater tilapia that is the whole fish fried. So, I mean,
eyes and everything?
Face and all?
It's mouth is open. It's like, yeah.
Did you go to the Dead Sea?
We did.
Did you lay in it?
I have. I did not this past trip. It's a one-of-a-kind experience. You can't just dive in. The salt content is so high that if you consume it, you could get really sick. So in order to float, you literally have to pretend you're sitting down. And I don't float in water. I'm not buoyant at all. I could take a full breath and sink to the bottom of a pool. So it was like, it's the first time in my life I've been able to like sit on the top of the water. And the mud and the salt content feels like if you have a water softener, you know how it makes the water feel almost, or your skin feel a little oily? It's like that on steroids.
I don't know if this is the correct word, but like recuperative as well, right?
Oh, that's
like the float therapies that they have here now.
Yeah. They say that. I mean, it's part of it's the experience. I mean, your skin feels completely different once you've been in the Dead Sea. We visited one of the factories there this year called Ahava, I think. I know the women on the trip kind of go crazy. They're like, oh, I love this stuff. I'm like, okay.
We have an Ahava spa here. Different, but all right. So we did Cedar Creek stuff. We got to Israel. Two more things and then we'll let you go, okay?
I'm here as long as you want me.
No, you said 8:30.
Well, that's true, but I could push that a little bit.
8:04, more with our friend Ben Snyder from Cedar Creek on the way.
Q105.
8:17. Good morning. It's Q105, the morning reboot, around 8:50 or so. $1,000 payoff national keyword. Hopefully, you can text that word to another number. Again, our number to text the show anytime, like to get the podcast later on, 419-240-1055 for the national keyword. You want to text that to 95819. We'll do that before 9 o'clock. Final couple of minutes here. Eric and Floyd with our friend Ben Snyder from Cedar Creek. Easter is... what are the times of the services this weekend?
We have different times for our locations. If you go to cedarcreek.tv/Easter. Okay. Starts on Friday night. We'll have a few options on Saturday. And then Sunday, 9, 10, 4, I think, is it 9, 11, and 1? Boy, this is embarrassing. I think it's 9, 11, fine. And 1.
Go to the internet. 9, 10, 4, Google 5, it.
1. Google it.
Google it. Just go to cedarcreek.tv/Easter.
The only church that I actively endorse. I think that's saying something.
Yeah. So. Well, how many churches have you actually been to?
Not a lot.
Well, I know. Look at me put you on the spot.
Not a lot. I mean,
I was like,
I try to stay out of them for fear of whatever. But
you know, I hear that a lot. That's it's like I don't go to church because I'm afraid the building's gonna fall on me. I'm like, what?
Funny you bring that up. Let's talk about the cathedral.
Yeah.
Can we?
Sure.
To be serious for a minute, because they've raised like $1 billion for this thing.
That's pretty amazing.
Well, there's a lot of rich people who've been donating. So I saw some critics saying, that's a lot of money. Maybe there are some more important causes we could give that to, even if it's just in France. And Floyd kind of batted his eyes at me and agreed with that.
What? I was looking at Gail.
I understand that like a 1,000-year-old building doesn't necessarily keep people fed, but why is it important that this thing does get rebuilt? Why is that building that is practically ancient so important to so many people?
Well, I think I'm not sure what provokes the interest of people in general. So I've been there. It's beautiful.
Really?
Yeah. My wife and I were able to visit Paris early on when we were married, probably 15 years ago. And it's the history that it represents is cool. And I think that's what people ultimately want to be a part of, is they want to try to maintain a symbol of significance. And I think what the $1 billion that's been raised really reveals is that people want, and I think this is true for everybody who's listening, they want to be a part of something where they feel like they're making a difference.
Yeah.
For some people, we may disagree, but they feel like, man, investing in that is a worthwhile investment. And so I am all for any opportunity where people get beyond themselves and find ways to be a part of something bigger than just their little world. Do I agree that $1 billion being put back into a building? I think there are some potentially other positive things that you could do with that, but I don't have a scarcity mindset. I think there's enough resources. I tell people at Cedar Creek that everything Toledo needs to thrive is here. We don't need a miracle to come in, I'm a pastor and I just said we don't need a miracle. I'm not suggesting we don't need God.
We'll take miracles if you want to give them to us.
But it's like, I believe that, you know, that everything we need to thrive is right here. But what it's going to take to unearth the potential purpose of every person, that's the real work. And when people begin to step into that and find their lives a part of something that really matters, big or small, when they start living what I say, the dream that's been buried inside, to find freedom from addiction, to be a great mom, to start a new business or whatever, that's what makes communities thrive. And
When I saw that criticism, the cynic in me, who is often very cynical, became cynic of the cynics, thinking, you know what, like, I'm obviously not someone who's deeply religious, but I am very spiritual, and I believe in symbols and purposes, and this thing's been around for like 1,000 years. Like, I realize, we'll use here as an example, we would all love the potholes filled and maybe city council to use the money a little bit better. But this thing is 1,000 years old, and think of how many people that this thing, this building, has been a symbol for maybe these people, as you said, have done something bigger with their life. So I think it might actually cost $1 billion to get this thing back to where it was, if I read right.
It's going to take years. It's going to take years.
Decades.
We might not even see it finished in our lifetime.
Yeah.
because of it depends on what kind of restoration they want to do. When we visited the church in Bethlehem, which is the oldest active ongoing practicing church in the world, that's what they claim. They just finished a restoration project that took decades to reveal mosaics and all sorts of fascinating things. And so there are hundreds of churches that are, and I would say sacred buildings around the world that are ancient, that help tell the human story, that are important. And so I think those are valuable questions to ask.
And by rebuilding these symbols, you can provide people with the purpose to go out and get the other things done that they'd so like in the short term of things.
Yeah. I think the more that people are engaged in meaningful pursuits outside of their own worries and their own world, the better everyone will be.
I'm going to try something quickly. Obviously, Old Testament, New Testament.
Okay.
We're here with Ben Snyder from Cedar Creek. Old Testament, New Testament. I'm Old Testament, you're New Testament.
Okay.
I wanted to
I'm Hood Testament.
You're Hood Testament. You're
Baptist. Not really. Ew, that sounded gross. I'm not. I try.
I have. Your face was great. You were like, I love this. And then you're like, no, I don't. No, I don't.
I have some lyrics of songs here.
Okay.
And I want to go, mostly pop songs. You know, pop covers a lot of things. I want to go Old Testament, like old school,
okay,
or New Testament, like new school pop song. I will read these lyrics in only a fashion that I know how, and then I'd like you to tell me the old or new.
So, just so that I'm clear, is this an older song or a newer song?
Correct.
Is that really
okay? I dressed that up a lot better.
Oh, my goodness.
You stripped it down.
I told you, I listened to random things on Spotify, like electronic stuff, and Spotify's kind of ruined my... Anyway, there's my excuses.
And the way he reads these is a gift from God.
Okay.
I just want you to know that
Is this a revelation?
No, you can't say... Watch your phrasing.
I can say that. It is a gift.
Ben will be the determiner.
I'm prepared.
I will cease from talking for the rest of the show.
Here we go. Old Testament, New Testament. So, if you are in sight and the day is right, she's a hunter. You're the fox. The gentle voice that talks to you won't talk forever. It is a night for passion. That old or new?
Well,
that's really tough. I didn't realize how tough that was till I read it.
Yeah, Fox sounds Old Testament to me.
I'm going to go old. That's Ace of Base, All That She Wants.
Oh, that is 90s. Old. Well, you got to be careful. It depends on the audience.
You know all these songs. No. Look, we're all in the same area here.
Ace of Base.
All right, here we go. Old or new? I get way too petty once you let me do the extras. Pull up on your block, then break it down. We play in Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM, funk. Blank out your per diem. You just got to hate them, funk.
That's definitely New Testament because it's throwing a retro term, Tetris, into the line, but I don't know that I recognize the song.
Somebody didn't rap Tetris back in 96? That is Kendrick Lamar, Humble. So, new.
Yeah.
You're good at this. Yes.
I'm picking up on other cues.
He did say petty, too.
Yeah. I want to take a minute or two and give much respect due to the man that's made a difference in my world. And although most men are hoes, he flows on the down low.
Oh, is that
old or new?
That's got Snoop Dogg-ish. I'm gonna go old.
Old. That would be Salt and Pepper. What a man.
Oh, yeah. Salt and Pepper. Yeah.
All right. Next up, Ice on the Fringe is so damn frosty. People like, damn, that's a cold ass honky. Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine.
Okay.
Old or new?
I know this song. What year would you classify as the dividing line?
2000 and beyond is old.
Okay. Yeah.
Ice on the Fringe is so damn frosty. People like, damn, that's a cold-ass honky. Rolling in hella deep.
Is that Macklemore?
Yes, it is!
Yeah!
2012 Thrift Shop.
That's right.
Well, Old Testament music, New Testament music.
Was that not a gift and a gem?
You know what? I might have you come in and just read some of the passages for Easter for our church. That's right.
Only the Old Testament ones.
Oh yeah, that's right. From the motherland.
I don't know what if I read the New Testament, the words will vanish in front of me.
I'll give you a scroll.
I have a portable Torah that I take with me.
That's funny.
Do you really?
No, I don't.
Oh man, I'm about fell out of my
scroll.
Chair.
I was like, hey, it's a cassette tape. What's happening?
Did I ever show you my bar mitzvah pictures?
No.
I think I have a couple on my phone.
Are you going to put them on Facebook for everybody to enjoy?
I can do that, but yeah, I'll show you the ones that have people love looking at that little air getting bar mitzvah.
Did you get the curls?
No.
They didn't do that?
No.
So there's some kids that are like in the 5 to 6, 7 range that wear those, and sometimes it's the cutest thing I've ever seen, but the adults, I don't find that so cute. I know it's tradition and all of that stuff, but
do they have a name for them?
I don't know. I should know there's a biblical reference for all that stuff that
and
they do.
I don't know if it's
613 laws. So
I don't know if it's connected to, but I also know rabbis or other Orthodox Jews have something similar around their waist with strings.
Yeah, so that's a cloak that they wear that's really meant to kind of separate them from God. And so the kippah and those tassels are symbolic of something you're wearing under your shirt. That's basically saying, "Hey, I'm doing all that I can to remember my proper place when it comes to following God or honoring Him." So
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
he knows my religion far better than I do. But
you're just wearing Iverson
I'll tell you
t-shirt.
Every time I mean 613 yes. laws. That's a lot.
What are those?
Those are
should
the,
I know those?
Those are the different laws in the Torah. So 613. So every time I go, I learn a new one. You know, it's like, oh, what's that? And they're like, oh, on the doorposts of every door into every room of their house. I forget what the name
the
of
the mezuzah.
Yeah,
it's on doors. You kind of bless it every time you walk
kiss
in.
Kiss it, bless it, or whatever. It's really meant to be on every doorway, and it's just from an Old Testament, you know, Jewish scripture commandment that says, "Post this on the doors of your house. Always be reminded." Whether you're Jewish or not, I think there are some valuable things in keeping key values in front of us all the time. We're prone to drift away from the things that really add life, and it's just easy to get distracted. So.
It is. Good to see you. Good to catch up.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry I had to get you on the show. We couldn't hang out otherwise. But
set something up, man. That'd be great.
Ben Snyder from Cedar Creek, 8:29 with the morning reboot. More guests coming. Toledo Swap, right?
Swap Toledo.
Cool idea. Be ready to go into your closet to get new clothes. Hang on. You may not have noticed.
Yes.
8:42, the morning reboot, Q105. You may not have noticed, but I like when we have guests because I like interacting with lots of people. It makes our job easier. Could you kindly, Floyd, introduce our guests?
Yes, we have Ginger and Jordan. I don't remember your name. She totally mouthed it to me. She was like, Jordan. And they're from Toledo Swap. Swap Toledo. I always say it wrong. But they're putting on this great event, and I'm going to be the MC of it. Audacia is going
to
be there.
It sounds like a really cool idea. I've been thinking I need to go through my closet and grab a bag and take over to, what is it, Goodwill? But I've been waiting for this. Jordan, Ginger, who wants to go first and talk about Toledo Swap? Yes.
I can talk about it.
Okay, go. that was Jordan.
I can talk about it.
That was Jordan.
Hi, I'm Jordan. And Swap Toledo, we started it in 2012. And what we wanted was to get free clothes, really. But then we realized what we should do is turn it into something that is designed to support a cause. And so we, in the past, have supported the YWCA and the Seagate Food Bank. And now we are raising money. So that means when you show up, you pay $5 at the door, and your $5 will go to Us Together, which is a local, actually it's not local, it's in Cleveland and Columbus and Toledo. It's a nonprofit that supports refugees and immigrants in our area. And you pay $5, but you get to shop for free.
When it's April 20?
It's April 28th.
April 28th.
So you bring the clothes from your closet
that
are in really good condition. They're clothes that you know somebody else would be proud to wear. So that's sort of what sets our event apart. It's not the t-shirt that you're going to paint your house in.
I know I might look like a guy, but I have purchased a lot of clothes that either have been worn once or never worn at all. So, yes, I can definitely contribute. April 29th, you said?
28th.
Where is it at?
It's at Graphite Design and Build, which is located on Huron Street in downtown Toledo. And Graphite Design and Build is a business that creates museum scale models and all kinds of wonderful things. Like, for example, they created the shark in the Toledo Zoo Aquarium.
The big one at the top?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yep. You might be thinking, why would I pay $5 to come exchange clothes? Because there's lots more going. It's kind of,
yes.
It's a party.
It's a party.
Yeah. It is a party.
Ginger, do you want to talk about that?
It's a full-scale event. So not only will we have Deja emceeing, we will have DJ John Zenz doing some DJing throughout the swap. There will be signature cocktails, which we're very excited for. Bucci Mama is donating some kombucha to go with some vodka and other drinks.
Nice.
And then there's swapping, which is a big part of it.
Can we talk about, ask how that works?
Okay, so you bring your clothes, preferably on hangers, because it is easier for our volunteers to just hang them on a rack and go. And then you just kind of shop through. You don't have to bring anything to take anything. And you can bring as much or as little as you'd like.
Okay.
And take as much or as little as you'd like. It's kind of like a grab bag sale. You bring your own bag and just fill it.
Good stuff. Yeah. I love this idea.
And I was going to say that also there will be dressing rooms on hand, and we're going to do a little fashion show.
Yes. This is the part I'm most excited about.
If you're coming, be expected to be picked on by a drag queen, because I'm going to pick like 10 people, and we're going to do like a Toledo Fashion Week. We're literally going to work the runway.
A sustainable fashion.
Yeah, yes. For sure. Yes. So I'm excited for this whole event.
What are the limits or expectations for what you bring? Anything you couldn't bring? Obviously something new, something somebody else would wear. Can I bring shoes?
You can bring shoes, accessories, anything fashion related.
If it
jewelry,
goes on a hanger, right?
If it goes on a hanger or a table or a shelf.
In a drawer, yeah.
Yes.
But just has to be in good condition.
Stress that, like, good condition.
And we will have volunteers at the door inspecting the items, and if you do bring in something that has pit stains or tears or rips in it, they might give it back to you. So just think about that when you're bringing your items.
I would just think, if you don't want to wear it, don't bring it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's something you wouldn't put on your body, don't bring it.
Right.
Probably the best way to think about
Swap it. Swap Toledo, April 28th. Where is the location?
28th Graphite Design and Build. That's on Huron Street in downtown Toledo.
Facebook pages, websites, Instagrams, all that stuff.
Well, as social media queen over here, we are on both Facebook and Instagram. Search Swap Toledo. We are at Swap Toledo on Instagram.
Nice. And what time does it start? So I can know what time to be there. I don't want to be late to the old event. Like, hello. Like, it was over 2 hours ago. I'm like,
it starts
my bad.
At 3 p.m. that day. We're going to have like a cocktail hour while we set up the while we put your clothes on the racks. So swapping begins at 4, but be there at 3 or you're going to miss out on the good stuff.
Nice. And then we have an official after party.
Yes, the official after party is at George's. And that's around 7.
Yeah.
Starts at 7.
Yes.
So even if you have stuff to do early, I mean, if you work the next day on Monday, right? What day is this? Oh, my God.
It's on Sunday.
Saturday. Yeah. So even if you're like, I have other plans to do late at night, you can still come party with us, swap some clothes, get some new clothes to go out at night.
Yes.
Free clothes.
Yeah,
free
brand clothes. New spring wardrobe. Spring clean and refill your closet again.
I love when people come up to me and they say, this is a swap dress. I got it at your swap.
Yes.
Awesome.
It's the most wonderful thing.
Jordan, Ginger, good to meet you ladies. Thanks for coming by. Swap Toledo, April 28th. Deja is the host.
Yeah.
Going to be a good time. 8:48 with the morning reboot on Q105. Your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff. Next. All right, let me make sure I hit all my buttons right here.
Tweet. They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it.
No king.
The morning reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Tweet. It's up there with the news thing.
You sent me something earlier this morning, and I think it's connected to a tweet. I retweeted yesterday because it's very simple and concise. I've been enjoying them for weeks.
Okay.
From my friend, I am Eric Vincent. At I am Eric Vincent. Blocker charge is my favorite thing on the internet, and it has been my favorite thing for a month now.
But did you see that video I sent you?
I did not get to it yet, but I will.
Please do.
Blocker charge. It's a basketball foul, and now it's become a thing on Twitter, and I adore them.
It's when they go to dunk, right? Or like
no,
any
like,
shoot? Or
it, like, did you run into the person?
Okay.
Or were they standing there and you ran into?
Okay.
So,
okay.
What's your tweet?
Mine is from at Ting, T-I-G-G. If we've ever had an inside joke, I've imagined our life together. I've done that before.
Inside joke people are your real friends.
That's true story. True story in real life.
I want to thank Ben Snyder for coming by. We want to thank Jordan and the Ginger.
The Ginge.
The Ginge.
The Ginge.
Jordan didn't have Jordan colored hair, though.
What do we think, Jordan? Like blonde? Like Sandy blonde?
I think of Michael Jordan, so she was definitely not bald. Toledo Swap or Swap Toledo. All this on the podcast. Text the keyword Eric to 419-240-1055. You'll get your podcast for today's episode shortly. Tomorrow's Throwback Thursday. Mm-hmm. Ashley will be with us. A panel full of dudes.
Yes.
Always a busy Thursday. 5:45 till 10. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the Morning Reboot on Q105.